Again, thank God for each and every one of you on the line tonight. So tonight, we are going to be looking into the book of James. I'll be reading from chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. And the word reads as this: But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Say that again. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. 23, for if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if you would just allow me, I'm going to read that to you also out of the NIV version. And it reads this: Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Thank God for his word. And if I could just use for a thought on tonight, saints of God, it would be listening is not enough. Listening is not enough. So I begin to look up the, and I know we know the meaning of the word. We know what a hearer is. We know what a doer is. But I begin to, you know, look up the biblical meaning. And the biblical meaning of doer is someone who listens to and obeys God's word. A hearer is someone who listens to and knows God's word but does not live it out. Merely listening is to hear something without taking action or obeying it. But to listen to God, it means to engage the heart and not simply the head. It is to listen to the point of obedience. The doer of the word of God is concerned with more than just learning the word, more than just gaining facts about the word, but it's about seeking truth. So when he hears truth, he applies it to his life, and it changes how he lives. Listening is not going to do it. It's not enough. But to be a doer, it's an action word. True faith is not just about hearing the word of God, but it's also about doing what the word of God says do. Listening is just not enough. Matthew 7 and 21 tells us, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. But verse 26 says, but anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't do it, Matthew describes them as foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. So this text, we have a mirror analogy Matthew compares it to building on sand, meaning you don't even have a foundation to build on. My nanny used to sing the song, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." Until we can go to a place in God where we come to the realization, you know, reading the word, you know, we are assigned a chapter a month to read it, run reference scriptures, study the word of God, get that word of God in our heart. But until we get to the place where we begin applying that word, putting that word into action in our lives, that's when we begin to grow in God. That's when the relationship with God begins to, you're nurturing it and it begins to mature. Just like, you know, the text we're reading on this month, desire the sincere milk of the word of God and grow thereby. And in doing that, some things we just have to lay aside, as the scripture tells us on this month. So it's not enough just to hear the word. It's not enough to even read the word. But we must grow to a place in God where we do what the word of God tells us to do. You know, we go to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and we hear sermon after sermon. We go to Bible study, and we're taught the word of God, and we think that's what makes us grow. Yes, that's a part of it, but when you actually begin to do, and you absorb those teachings and you get that word of God in your heart and you begin to do what the word of God tells us to do, the word just says it's in doing. That's when you're not sure what happened. My phone just totally just cut off. But anyway, getting back to the word of God, James 1. So it's when we begin to act upon what the word instructs us to do. When we begin to apply that word of God to our lives and walking in the ways of God. That's, and I think it's Psalms 119, which I ministered on a few weeks ago. It's when you walk in the ways of God that you will be blessed. So in doing the word, not just reading it, not just listening to it, because listening, it ain't going to cut it. That's not enough. It's in doing the word of God. That's when you are blessed. It's the doing that brings about blessing in your life. You know, and I was reading, I think it was a couple weeks ago, it was one of my devotionals, and I mean it just really spoke to me. And matter of fact, Pastor mentioned he mentioned the scripture on Sunday when he was preaching, and it's from John 5:39, when Jesus was telling the religious teachers, you know, you diligently search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. And I began to read the devotional, and you know, and it went on to say that it's sad that so many people, we know the word of God, we know what the Bible says, but the sad part is that we don't know of him of whom the Bible speaks. We don't have relationship with him of whom the word of God speaks. But we know the word, we can quote the scriptures, but we have yet to come into a committed, surrendered relationship to him. And it is, and I begin to read that, it's so sad. That we read the word of God, and even in reading a chapter a month, it becomes yes, we do it. The pastor asks us to do it. Yes, we do it. But it needs to go beyond that. It needs to not just reading it out of because he asks us to do it, but reading it because you have a desire to grow in the Word of God. And then it goes on to, you know, compare the Word to the mirror, and it says that you know, looking into a mirror, it's like you look into the mirror, and why do we have mirrors? Think about it, especially us ladies. Why do we have mirrors? You know, we get dressed, and one of the last things we do before we walk out the house, we're going to look in that mirror and make sure everything is neat and clean as possible, make sure every hair is in place, you know, the makeup's on right, and we're gonna make sure everything is just the way it should be. And that's the same attitude when we look into the Word of God. The Word of God is it's a mirror. It's a reflection. And when we look into the Word of God and really look into the Word of God, we need to see ourselves as we really are. And if we're not up to the standards that God calls us to live up to, then we need to make up in our hearts and our minds that we're going to get to that place in God. So the Word says we just merely glance at ourselves. A lot of people just glance into the Word of God. They don't really want to see, you know, they don't want to see their wrong. They don't want to read about their wrong. And then they don't want to correct their wrong. So we just take a mere glance into the Word of God instead of the Word says diligently and intently looking into that mirror, looking into that Word of God to the point that we allow that Word to change us. We allow the Word of God to shape our lives. And we learn, we get to a place that we just yearn to walk in obedience and to live a life before God that's pleasing to him. You know, I often say, God, you know, as I delight myself in you, I want you to delight yourself in me. I want you to be proud of me. I want to be who you want me to be, not my will, but thy will be done. I want to be all that you want me to be. So, you know, and you look into the Word of God, and you just have to get to a place that you're not just reading the Word out of mere obedience because the access to read the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God because you want that Word in your heart. You want that Word to change you. You want to live up to the standards and live up to the to what God tells us to do, what he instructs us to do. The blessing is in being obedient to the Word of God. It's in doing the Word. And the Bible says, you know, we're deceiving our, when we just read the Word of God, you know, and we don't act on it, we don't allow it to minister to our spirit, we don't allow it to change us, we're deceiving ourselves. You're deceiving yourselves just because you read the Word of God. We're deceiving ourselves into believing, although, you know, we might profess it, but we're deceiving ourselves into believing that we are Christians when we really not. We're just going through motions. We're just going through a cycle, you know, but we're not really growing in God. When you begin to start doing what the Word of God says, that's when you'll see growth. That's when you'll see maturity. That's when you'll see that relationship with God blooming and coming, you know, just coming into fellowship with him. And it's when you really get that Word of God in your heart. Oh my God. So it's about it's listening. I you know, I can't stress it enough. Listening is just not enough. So I looked up deceiving yourself, and it means to listen to God's word without actually acting on it. Essentially fooling yourself into believing you are following God's teachings when you are not. It refers to the act of hearing the word, but not putting it into practice, leading to a false sense of spiritual understanding and righteousness. You know, we don't want to just read the Word of God and just continue in, you know, a lot of things, we're not perfect. A lot of things we do, we know it's not right. you know, and to read the Word of God and to continue in doing those things, you're deceiving yourself. We can talk a good talk, but you're really just deceiving yourself. And, you know, God doesn't want us to deceive ourselves. He wants us to grow in Him. He wants us to walk in obedience to the Word of God. And that's where the blessing comes in. It comes in the doing. So going back to the mirror, Bible says you look at yourself and you immediately forget what you look like. It's kind of pointless. So what am I saying? Hearing is compared to looking in the mirror. Not doing is compared to walking away and forgetting what you look like. So we're hearing the Word of God, we're looking in that mirror, but then we walk away, forget what we've been taught, forget what we've read, don't allow it to change our lifestyles, we don't apply it, but instead we walk away and we forget all of that. And it's just pointless. Romans 2 and 13 says, for merely listening to the law does not make us right with God. It is obeying the law that makes us right in His sight. You talk about the perfect law of liberty. That's the Word of God, the perfect law. And, you know, again, we read that perfect law, but we have to allow it to shape us. And even one of the scriptures we're reading this month, 1 Peter 2 and 16, for you are free. Yes, God has made us free through Christ, all He's done for us, dying for us, shedding His blood for us. What He did was we were no longer enslaved to sin. He gave us a way out. He gave us a way out. So, you know, so 1 Peter says, yes, for you are free, yet you're still God's servants. So don't use that freedom as an excuse to do evil. Don't use that freedom as an excuse to sin. Don't use that freedom that God, I mean, He sacrificed His Son. Bible says He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth on Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Don't use that freedom, all that Christ endured for us on that cross. Don't use that freedom as an excuse to do what you want to do. Don't use that freedom to do evil. Don't use that freedom to speak evil of any man. Oh, my God. Yes, we are free. But even in that freedom, we are God's servants. And we need to walk in obedience to the Word of God. We need to grow to a place where we are doing what the Word of God says do. Hallelujah. We want what we do to be blessed. That's where the blessing comes from. It's in the doing. It's in putting that word into action. We often say the word works if you work the word. We have to apply the Word of God to our lives. And we have to learn to do what the Word of God says do. Saints of God, listening is just not enough. It's just not going to do it. Glancing into the Word of God, it's just not going to do it. You know, and I was reading, and it said, you know, Jesus uses the Word to grow us. But we have to get into that Word so that He can use that Word, what's in us, so He can grow us in Him, to give Him that opportunity to examine our lives and find that Word in us. Find us walking upright before Him. Find us doing those things that are pleasing in His sight. So as He examines us, and we examine ourselves as we study the Word of God, as we allow that mirror reflection to come back on us and you know, see Christ, when you study the Word of God, see Christ and see that mirror reflection of your lifestyle. And then allow the Word of God to shape you. Allow the Word of God to change you. Allow the Word of God to just, you know, instill in you the attitude, the mindset. I want to do right. I want to live as God, you know, commands that I live. I want to do according to the Word of God. I want to walk in obedience. I'm tired of doing things the way I used to do them. It's time for something different now. This is 2025. It's time for something different. It's time to go forward in God. It's time to do the will of God. It's time to be obedient and not pick and choose what word we're going to be obedient to, but all of the Word of God to the best of our ability. We're striving. We're not perfect, but we need to be striving to be more and more and more like Christ every single day. And we get to know that by a complete act of surrender and dedication and walking in obedience to the Word of God. Saints of God, listening, it's not enough. Hearing, it's not enough. That's all good. We need to do those things. That's all good, but it's not enough. It's about growing beyond the Scripture. It's about growing into a relationship with God, getting to know Jesus Christ. We don't have eternal life just because we study the Scriptures. That doesn't bring us life, but the one in whom the Scripture speaks of, that's life. So I encourage you tonight to just, you know, as you study the Word of God, allow that Word to take effect in your life. Make up in your mind, I'm going to do what the Word of God says do. And if that requires changing some things, you know, changing some lifestyles, changing, you know, asking God to help rid us of some habits, you know, things we know we might not be able to do on our own. The Word of God says with God all things are possible as we believe. So, you know, just make up in our minds that we're gonna do what the Word of God. We're not just gonna come to church and hear the Word of God and, you know, and leave the same way we came, but allow the Word of God to manifest itself in our lives and to, you know, bring about a change in our lives where God can be pleased with us. And again, it's in our doing, the Word of God says, it is in doing that we're blessed. Listening, it is not enough. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much, oh God, for your goodness. We thank you for, truly, Lord, you are an awesome God, and you're worthy, oh my God, of all of our praise. But truly, Lord, there is none like you. My God, we can search the heavens high. We can search the earth beneath. But my God, we would never find anybody like you. Nobody greater, God. Nobody greater than you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're in a class, God, all by yourself. And my God, we just give you praise and glory and honor on tonight. We thank you so much for the Word of God. And God, I just pray that we would allow the Word, God, to just shape us and make us and mold us, my God, into more, to be more and more, my God, like you. It's going to take the Word of God. It's going to take us applying the Word of God. It's going to take us walking in obedience unto the Word of God. And we just look to you tonight, God, the author, the finisher of our faith. We lift our eyes tonight, God, to the hills from whence cometh our help. We look to the one God that's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or even think, according to the power of you, God, that worketh within us. My God, help us to grow in you, my God. Help us, God, to just take your word, God, and hide it in our hearts, Father, that we might not sin against you. We thank you tonight, God, as you order our steps, my God, through your word. We thank you tonight, God, that it is the engrafted, the implanted word, my God, that's able to save souls. We thank you tonight, God, because we know that your word, God, is right. We know that your word, God, is pure. We know, God, that you don't lie. Oh, my God, we know you, God, to be the one to fulfill every command, God, that the word has given us. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. For great, God, are your mercies towards us. Even, God, in all of our wrongdoing, we thank you tonight, God, for your mercies that are renewed every single morning. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Bring us, God, into the realization that at the breaking of every new day, my God, we're just one step closer to eternity. My God, yesterday is gone. We can't do anything to change it. But at the breaking of every new day, my God, we are one day closer to eternity, one step closer to getting to you, God. Hallelujah. But, oh, my God, we can't do the things that we want to do. My God, teach us, Lord, to walk in obedience, not being a hearer only of the word of your God, but Lord, help us to be doers. Help us, my God, hallelujah, to walk in those ways of you, my God, that we're blessed. My God, for we're blessed in the doing. We're not blessed in the hearing. We're not blessed in the listening. The word of God says we're blessed in the doing. Oh, my God, grow us in you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, that we come to a place, God, where yet, yes, Lord, you can delight yourself in us. I'm just going to turn it around tonight. You can delight in us, my God, in what we do. My God, that we live a life that's pleasing unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I truly thank you on tonight. I thank you for the word of your God. I thank you teaching me, God, that it's not in the scriptures that I have eternal life, but that life comes through you. My God, I thank you tonight, God, hallelujah, as you continually, God, enlighten us in your word. Illuminate, God, your word in our lives. My God, that we know truth. Hallelujah, God, that we live truth. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you. Hallelujah, God. In you, Lord, that's where life is, in you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you tonight, God. Every person, my God, that is on this line tonight under the sound of my voice, oh, my God, let your word go out, Lord. And you promise it will not return unto you void. It's going to go where you send it. God, it's going to accomplish everything that pleases you. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let us not be hearers only, God. Oh, my God, but cause us, my God, to go forth and be doers of the word of you, God. Every person on this line, asking you right now, Lord, manifest yourself, God, whatever they're going through, whatever the problem might be, whatever the situation is, remind them, my God, that you got it. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, remind them tonight, God, that there's nothing too hard for you. Remind them tonight, God, that there is nothing you won't do for them that love you. There's nothing you won't do for them, my God, that walk upright before you. My God, that walk in obedience unto the word of you, God. There's nothing you won't do for them, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, remind them that you promise you won't ever leave them. You won't ever forsake them. But, God, you promise to be with them always, even unto the ends of the earth. My God, in the name of Jesus, remind us, oh, my God, that you are the Lord God, our shepherd, that we shall not want. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Remind us, oh God, that you are refuge and you are strength tonight and you are very present help in the time of trouble. My God, remind us tonight that all we have to do is lift our eyes unto the hills. My God, from whence cometh all of our help. And remind us, God, that that help comes only from you. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. Open up blinded eyes tonight. My God, unstop deaf ears. In the name of Jesus, open up hearts tonight, God, that we receive the word of you, that we make up in our minds, hallelujah, God, that we're going to change some things in our lives. We're going to do some things differently, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we're going to make up in our minds, God, that we're going to please you, God, with our lifestyles. In the name of Jesus, that we're going to bring those lifestyles into alignment, God, with the word of your Lord, with your ways of thinking. And your ways of thinking, my God, it is your word. Hallelujah. Teach us thy ways, O God. Teach us thy commandments. Show us the path, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the God of our salvation. Teach us to wait on you, God, all the day. God, we thank you so, so much, God. We pray, God, tonight for us. We pray for Mother Helen tonight, God. I'm so grateful to you, God, for just bringing her through surgery. I thank you, my God, for the supernatural strength, God, that you gave her, my God, to even go through the surgery when doctors thought it was risky at her age. But, God, you are an awesome God, and I thank you so much from the depths of my soul. I thank you tonight, oh, my God. Hallelujah. All of those that are preparing to go through surgery or already been through surgery, we thank you so much, God, taking them through and bringing them out, preparing them to go through, God, knowing that you'll bring them out victoriously. We thank you on tonight, God. We pray tonight for Anna Guthrie tonight, God. We thank you, God. I believe you, Lord, to do great and mighty things. God, whatever your will is, God, be the will of your God to raise her up. I know, God, you're able to do it. My God, encourage the hearts of our parents tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus, encourage them, God. Let them know that they're not by themselves. Let them know that they're never alone, God. Just encourage the hearts of your people tonight. I pray, God, for Mom Liggins tonight that you would continue to strengthen her. My God, you are a keeping God. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you've done for her, God, even as you continue to regulate her breathing. My God, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful to you tonight, God, for your keeping power. We're so grateful to you tonight, God. Hallelujah. All that you've done for her, Lord. We pray for Deacon Walter Brown on tonight, that you would continue, God, to strengthen his body, that you would continue, God, to heal and set free and deliver, God, from any pain, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing, my God, is too hard for you. Oh, my God, nothing. There's no failure in you, God. We thank you on tonight. Pray for Auntie tonight, God, that you would ever strengthen her, Lord. My God, in whatever pain, God, she has in her ankle, her knee, whatever the problem, even her hearing, God. Oh, God, unstop, God, her ears, that she's able to hear, Father. In the name of Jesus, remove the aches and the pains from her body, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. And I pray for every mother on this line tonight, God. God, there are people that are hurting tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray for every mother on this line tonight, God. Hallelujah, asking you, Lord, that you would just heal that broken heart, mend that broken spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, the word declares that you will bind up their wounds. My God, in the name of Jesus, and encourage them tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We don't know what the reason is, but God, you've got a reason for everything we go through. Hallelujah, whether it's to grow us in you, God, in the name of Jesus, whatever the reason is, God, help us, oh God, to be patient and learn how to wait on you to move. But God, in the meantime, encourage hearts, uplift hearts tonight, God, uplift heads tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, heads that are hung down, my God, in the name of Jesus, encourage your people on tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, encourage your people on tonight, my God. And I always pray for my godson Malik, God, that you will continue to bring healing to his body, my God, that you will continue to bring deliverance, my God, from everything the doctors have labeled with him with. My God, I rebuke it tonight in the name of Jesus, and I claim, God, complete healing, my God, upon his life tonight, upon his body, in the name of Jesus. I pray for my pastor, Lady B, tonight, God. Thank you so, so much, Lord, for the leadership that you've given us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, God, for the teaching, my God, that you've given us, Lord. My God, it's an honor and a privilege to be able, God, to have that teaching in our lives, that we would grow in you, all of our ministers, every pastor, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so, so much that as they follow after you, my God, we follow them. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for the favor of the Lord, God, that rests upon their lives tonight. tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you so, so much, Lord. Hallelujah. Those, God, that are out in California, God, those that have been displaced from their homes, many have lost their homes. Some have lost loved ones. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, God, upon your people. Oh, my God, meet needs, God, restore, Lord. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. We truly are a blessed people. Even with the cold temperatures, God, you've given us warm homes to live in. You put a roof over our heads, God. We can't take that for granted. Hallelujah. For everything good and everything perfect, my God, it comes from you. And we're so grateful to you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We're so grateful to you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We dare not take the blessings of your God for granted. We dare not take the goodness of you, God, for granted. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, oh, my God. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy, God, to be praised. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. Let us go forth from this night, God, being not hearers only of the word of you, but being doers. We thank you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And on that, I'm going to say thank you again, each of you, for joining us on tonight. Go and be blessed. Go to be not a hearer only, but walking in the word of God, allowing that word to shape your life. Oh, my God, allowing that word to move in the midst of your circumstances, allowing that word just to change us. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight. And I'll say good night. I love you all. Go and be blessed of God.
All right.
Amen.